Hey guys, welcome to another episode of 100 Books a Year with Kevin. Today we're going to talk about how the Stoics thinks about adversity and how to deal with them. This chapter, John primarily summarizes views from Seneca. And his question is, okay, why do people suffer so much, right? And is it really a negative or is it really a like unfortunate thing? And according to Seneca, here's a couple of key points when they're thinking about adversity is, number one, nothing bad really happens in the event of adversity. And the reason that kind of Seneca would approach the, adversity like that is, you know, he kind of sees that all external events are neither good or bad by nature. What really matters is how we react to it or how we perceive it. So the person who don't rush to judgment, again, a common theme here, judgment, the person who don't rush to judgment will accept what happens as what it is. Let me repeat that. The person who don't rush to judgment will accept what happens as what it is. So let's use a, I don't know, pretty lame example, right? Let's say I got a flat tire, right? The event here is I have a flat tire, right? Maybe something pierced into my tire. So the way that we can think about it is our judgment or our perception towards that. It could be, hey, you know, like we're getting into fall time or winter time. Maybe it's a good time for me to change my tires because I have not done it for the last few years, right? Or it's like, hey, I was in a residential area, I was on the highway, my car is not damaged, I'm safe, everybody else is safe, it's a good thing. So it's really about our judgment towards it. Secondly, Seneca believed that we actually ought to welcome adversity. Think about it, hey, it can benefit us, right? So a good person or a good virtual person, according to Seneca, treats all adversity as quote unquote training. So an example that I use is wrestler, right? Like a wrestler can only get better when they wrestle people that are better than them, right? That's kind of how they train. That's how they learn. That's how they can get better. So if a wrestler or let's say a chess player only plays people that are worse than them, then they cannot improve. So Seneca believed that we should treat adversity in the same way. So by calling on people as having our virtuous display here, right? So it really trains us to show us a way on how we can improve. And on the another side of the coin, right, is Seneca believed that like excessive good fortune, like just a string of good luck events, can actually be bad for us, right? Because it takes away the ability for us to get better. Again, it just depends on how you should look at it, right? So essentially, what can we do, right? What should we advise ourselves to do is we can prepare dealing with adversity by we prepare ourselves for every eventuality in a sense that we identify, okay, this is something that we do want to happen, and then we identify things that we don't want to happen or don't want to think about or don't want to, in a sense, be confronted by, right? And then after that, again, it goes back to judgment, say, hey, I don't want to have bad judgment or negative judgment towards these things, and look at it as training or as opportunity for us to get better. And that's how we should think about dealing with adversity according to the Stoics, according to Seneca more specifically. So that's it for today. And then next time, we're going to touch on is how we should think about our place in nature.